You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Today is Thursday, May 2nd. Why the White House wants more money for the border, and a controversial sports call involving women's genetics, plus a first for drones and how to keep your Google history more private. Then hang out after the news for today's Thing to Know Thursday bonus interview. And today's episode is brought to you in part by the Primary Ride Home Podcast. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It looks like Attorney General William Barr will not testify before a House committee today. As of early this morning, he's refusing. It was supposed to be his second day of questioning about the Mueller report. He testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday and was grilled over his handling of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation report. Remember, Barr released a summary of the report before we saw the whole thing last month. Well, today was supposed to be round two of questioning, but Barr says no thanks. The Hill reports he's not happy with the Democrats' plan to have attorneys question him as well as lawmakers. Republicans say involving lawyers is unprecedented and unnecessary. Democrats say, what does he have to hide? So this may not be over yet. Some House Democrats threaten to subpoena the Attorney General if he does not show up today. Stay tuned. The White House is asking for more money for the southern border, but not to actually build the wall. The New York Times reports administration officials want $4.5 billion and say more than half that money would be used for humanitarian assistance, to be used for things like housing, food, medical treatment, and clothes for migrants detained at the border. The money would not stop people from crossing, but it could do things like add more beds to detention facilities, which does have some Democrats concerned. NBC News reports critics worry the new money will be used to double down on what they call cruel policies. Still, House Democrats say they'll review the request and work with the White House to improve conditions for migrants. By the way, this is separate money from that $8.6 billion the president already requested for the wall in the 2020 budget. Interest rates will not be changing anytime soon. The Federal Reserve is keeping its benchmark rate the same for now, between 2.25 and 2.5%. Of course, the interest rate affects how much it costs to borrow money for things like mortgages and loans, as well as affecting savers, determining how much your money in the bank can earn. Even though the Fed did not raise the rate, the Washington Post reports President Trump wants the rate even lower, around 1.5%, to stimulate the economy and get people spending. But the Fed says the economy is growing at a solid rate. Well, people in Israel will have 2 minutes of silence this morning as they remember the 6 million Jews killed by the Nazis during World War II. Today is Holocaust Remembrance Day, so the country has spent the last 24 hours holding services, ceremonies, and events to remember. Today, a March for the Living will be held at the Auschwitz concentration camp in Poland. And yesterday, leaders voiced their concerns about the rise in anti-Semitism around the world, citing the synagogue shooting in San Diego just last week. A controversial call in the sports world, and now it's being called a landmark decision. The highest court in sports decided women athletes with unusually high testosterone levels are banned from track and field races with other women, unless they choose to take medicine to lower their testosterone levels. ESPN reports the ruling marked defeat for two-time Olympic champion runner Caster Semenya from South Africa. She has unusually high testosterone levels. Her legal team says her natural genetic gift should be celebrated, not regulated. But it didn't work. Although in the ruling, officials admitted she did nothing wrong, that the new rules are discriminatory, but they say they're also necessary to make sure she and others don't have an unfair advantage. This could be just the beginning. The court's decision could spark similar rules in other women's sports like boxing, swimming, and soccer. Much more news ahead, but first, a quick reminder about this week's sponsor, Ancestry. Have you ever wondered where your family comes from? I know I don't have the full picture, and it makes me wonder what I don't know about my family's history. That's why I'm so excited to get my results from Ancestry DNA. You can now discover more about your family and learn about your story by combining the Ancestry DNA test with billions of historical family records. And here's the thing. Ancestry DNA gives you so much more than just the places you're from. Ancestry connects you to the places in the world where your story started using precise geographic detail and clear-cut historical insights. You can even trace your ancestors' journeys over time. I never got to meet my great-grandparents, and I know very little about them, so I'm really excited to learn more. And you can too. Go to Ancestry.com/newsworthy for 20% off your Ancestry DNA kit. That's Ancestry.com/newsworthy for 20% off your Ancestry DNA kit. Ancestry.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. For the first time, a drone delivered a kidney to a transplant patient, a real patient. Engadget says it took 10 minutes for the drone to fly the organ from one hospital to another, and it was successfully transplanted a few hours later. CNN reports the faster the organ is transplanted, the better it works. The United Network of Organ Sharing says nearly 4% of organ shipments are delayed more than 2 hours, so drones could be the solution. Drone developers say it could become the fastest, safest, and least expensive way to beating the organ transplant clock. Soon, Google will let you decide how long it stores some of your data. The Verge says the tech company is rolling out a new feature that lets you set up auto-delete. So, users will get the option to have location, web, and app history deleted automatically, either every 3 months or 18 months. This means Google will only have some of your data and not years and years of it. Right now, you can turn off your location and you can delete web history manually. But Google faced some criticism just last August when an AP report found Google kept more data than most people thought. Now, a new option. You should see an auto-delete setting in your Google account soon. By the way, Engadget says Google could be putting out more auto-delete functions after this. It's Google's way of trying to show that privacy is important. Heads up, if you have a FanDuel account, TechCrunch reports the sports betting website will soon start charging you for not using the site. Yes, inactive accounts will have to pay a $3 monthly fee. So if you're not sure, look out for an email from FanDuel. Engadget says the company is sending users updated terms of use with the new policy information in there. You can now rent an electric scooter for an entire month instead of just by the minute. It's $25 a month, and the e-scooter company Bird will drop off your new ride and its charger at your door. And when the month is over, the company even picks it up. But here's the catch. The month-long rentals are only available in two cities right now, San Francisco and Barcelona. If all goes well, Bird could roll out the month-long rentals to more cities. Coming soon to Hulu, two Marvel live-action series, Ghost Rider and Hellstrom, will premiere later this year. Marvel is owned by Disney, and Disney owns a part of Hulu. So even though Disney is launching its own streaming service called Disney Plus later this year, TechCrunch says it looks like Disney is putting more adult shows on Hulu and then keeping those family-friendly ones for Disney Plus. By the way, E! News says Hulu just made a deal with Chrissy Teigen. She'll host a new cooking show on the streaming service. Instead of a happy meal, how about a blue meal? Burger King is starting something new that it says is supposed to help spread awareness about mental health. They're called real meals. Fox Business says customers will be able to pick the box their meal comes in based on their mood, with names like blue, salty, and DGAF, as in don't give a. But happy is not one of them. The mood boxes are likely a way to compete with McDonald's Happy Meal. But Burger King says it shows people it's okay not to be happy all the time. All right, that's it for the main news today, but it's now time for Thing to Know Thursday, where a different expert explains a different thing to know only on Thursdays after the news. Now that it's May, college seniors have graduation on their minds, and companies may be looking to hire. So today we're talking all things work, from the current job market to trends in the workplace to negotiating your salary. My guest today is Lauren McGoodwin. She's the CEO and founder of Career Contessa. It's a resource that now helps more than 1 million women navigate their careers each year. And it's partnered with a number of leading brands to provide subscribers with an insider's look at job opportunities. Lauren's career expertise has been featured in places like Business Insider, Entrepreneur, Forbes, and many more. So here's my conversation with Lauren McGoodwin. Hi, Lauren. Thanks so much for coming on The Newsworthy.
Hi, Erica. Thanks for having me.
So first, let's talk about the job market those college grads are going to be facing and if that impacts how they should be looking for their first job.
No, the job market is great. Unemployment is the lowest it's been in years. And one thing I will say that can be a little bit tricky, especially for new grads, is they assume like, oh, there's so many jobs out there. I'm going to be fine. I don't need to start looking until, you know, I'm absolutely ready. Maybe I want to take the summer off. I would actually say that even though unemployment is low, it's still challenging to find a job. In 2018, the average person job searched for 6 months before they found a job. So it's still tough to find a job, unfortunately.
So I noticed in some of your research over at Career Contessa that people are not interested in staying with just one company for as long as they used to, at least. Can you tell me more about what you found and what does actually keep today's employee happy and willing to stay in one job?
Yeah, so that's such a good question. We actually have our own salary database. It's called the Salary Project. And one of the things that we did is when we hired a data analyst to go through it and tell us what is the storyline behind the data, one of the things that I found most interesting is more than half of the respondents said that they are happy in their current job, and yet they are still looking, or what we call passively looking, for a new job. And so what's really fascinating is that we're living in a time where even if you are engaged at work or happy at work, you know, quote unquote, happy at work, you're still looking to see what else is out there. People are still open to new opportunities, which is different than the way it used to be where, you know, you found a great company and you were working with them for a long time. Now we have this term called passive job searcher, which allows people to say like, hey, I'm open to new opportunities. And this is kind of blends more into like the world we live in 2019, where, you know, on online dating, you can be dating one person and potentially just checking out and seeing what else is out there, right? Like, this isn't necessarily a good characteristic for us humans and the fact that, you know, there's greener grass out there. But what we thought was interesting, it's just that in the workplace, for employers, oftentimes the storyline is if you keep your employees happy and content, retention will be low. And now we're finding out that that might not actually be the case. And it might actually have nothing to do with, you know, if they're happy and content. It might just be the fact that a new opportunity came along and they were open to it. Whereas before they might not have been open to it. And it's easier to kind of dangle new opportunities in front of people using LinkedIn and other networking opportunities. What we did see though, is that companies can be proactive about employee development, education, stipends, and other company culture specific benefits, which will help their employees potentially say no and stay at their companies. And some of those ideas included open vacation policies, travel discounts, sponsorship and mentoring, flexible schedules, paid family leave. If you're not offering paid family leave and, you know, good paid family leave, then you're definitely running the risk of losing great employees. And probably the most important out of all those that I said is leadership. So that online or on-site career development, where you're also offering leadership development and trainings, because ultimately what makes people stay at a company, the people they work with and the people they work for.
So let's talk about some of the other trends that you are seeing in the workplace. For example, I saw LinkedIn cite a statistic that the number of American remote workers has shot up 115% in the past decade. I'm assuming because of technology and all the advancements we've had. Are you seeing the same thing when it comes to remote and freelance jobs? And what other trends do you think people want to know about?
Yeah, I definitely think remote work or just like flexible work schedules are a growing trend. In terms of fully remote jobs, I think that's still one of those things where sometimes the reality isn't quite as glamorous as how people made it up to be. So the trend I'm seeing more and more is just really flexibility, whether that's remote a couple of days a week, maybe that is, you know, not having that strict 9-to-5 schedule. I definitely think that is a growing trend. The other trend that I've been seeing in the workplace for employers is really project-based. So you had mentioned freelance. When you are a freelancer, you don't have the benefits that come with working for an organization. So one of the ways that they're finding almost like a compromise or a hybrid to those two things is companies are hiring people or bringing people on for project-based assignments. So you might work for a company on a specific assignment for a couple of years. And then when that assignment is done, you might move into another department or another assignment or project at the company, or you might move on to a new job.
At least part of why you're working is to make money. So what are some of your top tips for getting the best salary, whether you're just starting a job or you want to raise in the job that you're already in?
Yeah, that's a great question. Certainly the first thing I would do is you want to truly understand what is the market value of your skills. So first go through, you know, your experience and think about What have you accomplished? What is your skill set? And that might take you, you know, some time. This isn't necessarily an exercise that can happen in 30 minutes. But the next thing you can start to do is actual research on what is, you know, the range for that role. This is a great time to use free tools like Career Contessa's Salary Project. Glassdoor has one called Know Your Worth. There's a ton of salary tools out there. So you can start there and do some research. But what you ultimately want to end up on is talking to real people. For women, this is especially important that they talk to men and women. We do know that there is a pay gap and that men on average are paid 20% more than women. And then usually what I encourage people to do is to come up with three numbers, your dream number, your that sounds great number, and your walkaway number. So you really want to be able to do that research and know those numbers ahead of time before you go in and either ask for a raise or negotiate for a new salary.
And you can go to careercontessa.com or find the link in today's show notes to learn more about that resource. And as always, you'll find links to all the stories we talked about in this episode on thenewsworthy.com. Just click episodes and find today's date. Thank you so much for listening. The Newsworthy is here for you by 4 in the morning every weekday. We'll chat again tomorrow. Have a great day. Hey, one more thing. I wanted to remind you to check out the new podcast, The Primary Ride Home. It's a daily show like this one, but it publishes every weekday at 5 o'clock p.m. It's just 15 to 20 minutes, but it focuses exclusively on the ongoing presidential primaries. The latest news from the campaign trail. Who's up? Who's down? What issues are getting traction? And what do the polls say? So for political junkies, it's a great compliment to this show. Just search your podcast app and subscribe for free to The Primary Ride Home podcast.